State Dance Line coverage here on Q92, brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Bottling Company, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Greg Thole Electric, Jenny O Turkey Store, Ag Processing Incorporated, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Kluver Law Office, United Prairie Bank in Madison, B. Johnson Electric, Field Dress Fertilizer, Zarbach Funeral Home and Memorials, American Surplus, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds. State Dance coverage brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Lee Motor Company, Dawson, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Warren Trigestead, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lund Implement Company. State Dance coverage brought to you by Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Madison Dental Clinic, Miller Services Incorporated, and by Madison Optical.
All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Class A Jazz Competition is just beginning. Breezy, the Fly Girls, are going to start things off here in Jazz today. They're the defending state champions in Jazz, and they're just taking the floor. Lydia Offit, Josie Munsterman, and Lisa Johnson were on the floor here as they did all the introductions of all the 12 Jazz teams that qualified for state here. Lacapal Valley, Dawson, boy, they'll be dancing around 26 minutes after 12 today. Yellow Messinese is right before noon at 11:58. So the Frazee Fly Girls just walking onto the Target Center floor here. And exciting time. What they'll do now is they'll watch all 12 teams dance this afternoon. And then about 1:15, we'll be back on the air with the announcement of who will dance in the finals later this afternoon. And that'll start about 5:30. They'll pick six teams to dance in the finals. And as you see, if you can hear in the background, the music just begun here as Frazee Fly Girls, last year's state champions in Lacapal Valley. Dawson, boy, Shadows are right behind them last year. The Shadows were state runners-up in Jazz and high kick. So Frazee out there right now. Boy, I tell you what, there's a lot of Lacapal Valley Dawson Lloyd fans are sitting to my right here. I'm just a few rows from the gym, from the floor at Target Center, and it's a sea of yellow shirts. All representing Lacapal Valley Dawson boys. Right behind them are the Yellow Messinese Silhouette fans, and a little farther in the middle of the court here are the Montevideo Goldduster fans. And we're going to be broadcasting throughout the afternoon with a number of interviews. Ken Fransky will join me, D.D. Schomer. I got some Goldusters that will come over, and Josie Munsterman, Riley Joe McCoy will be joining me this afternoon. And we'll cover the Jazz competition here today, and then tomorrow, high kick on Saturday. So that'll wrap things up here right now. And as I mentioned, the Lacapal Valley Dawson Boys Shadows Jazz team will compete at 12:26. We'll be back on the air a little after 1 o'clock this afternoon when they announce the final six teams to dance. Later this afternoon, and that'll be an exciting time. Seals will dance one more time. All right, with that, Maynard, we will turn it back to you at the studios. Paul Ramo reporting from Target Center in Minneapolis. State dance.